Our scripture reading today comes from a couple of different verses in Matthew. First, chapter 5, verse 17, and the second is from chapter 7, verses 12 to 20. And I'll give a bit of context here. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said to his listeners, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will know them by their fruits."
Good morning. It's good to be with you all this morning. So both scriptures we heard this morning take place in the context of the Sermon on the Mount, like Zach said. The Sermon on the Mount is located in the book of Matthew, and it is the crux of Jesus' vision for the world. It is well known for calling for a revisioning of the world order, for turning systems of power upside down, for calling for a reversal of power. And it's due to this kind of message, one of turning the world upside down and around, of seeking new ways of being, that people think of Jesus as a prophet. Biblically, prophets dream of a new world. They warn those in power when things need to change. They point out systems and structures that are broken. Some prophets put on elaborate performances or speeches to help people see the broken parts of the world. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks among the crowds, enlightening them on his vision for the world, in the tradition of the prophets who have come before him, dreaming of what could be. Like other prophets we could name, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Elijah, Amos, Habakkuk, Jesus dreams of better. And here in Matthew 5, Jesus reminds us that the vision he is outlining in the Sermon on the Mount is in the tradition, style, and spirit of the prophets before him, saying, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them." In speaking with Zach leading up to this morning, he told me that you've been having conversations around what it means to fulfill the prophets. My understanding is that Zach has been inviting you to consider that the fulfillment of prophecy isn't just about things coming true as predicted, but bigger than that, prophecy invites us to consider the world we live in as it is and as it could be. We are invited to consider what we see that is broken. We are invited to consider the parts of the world that we would like to see change. And we are invited to join in the work of making those changes come to life. We are invited by all the prophets of the Old Testament and by Jesus here in the Sermon on the Mount to dream about what can change and join the work of making those dreams come true. Later, in Matthew 7, still in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talks about how to recognize true prophets and encourages us to look at the fruits that are produced. true prophets and their messages, he says, bear good fruit, and false prophets bear bad fruit. In our world today and throughout the ages, there are all sorts of people who would bill themselves as prophets. There are so many messages out there about what the world could be. Everyone dreams of the world being different, and many politicians, celebrities, influencers, and even faith leaders publicly state what type of world they would like to see. And it can be hard to know who to get behind. It is hard to know what messages, what potential worlds to put our voices behind. But Jesus gives us criteria to determine which visions of the world to trust, to dream about, and to join in working towards. Jesus' message in the Sermon on the Mount is one of such ideology. Jesus' message of lifting up the lowly, standing up for the oppressed, reframing broken systems of power, and treating others the way you'd like to be treated, and ultimately loving God, ourselves, and others, is a message of a true prophet. It is a message that bears good fruit. When we work to care for creation, free the captives, feed the hungry, and mourn with those who are hurting, we see good fruit. When we join in this work, we see healing, we experience flourishing, we see our world become a more loving place. This is Jesus' message, bearing good fruit. These days, I work for a small community-based ministry with young adults and people on the margins of the church called Pastors in Exile. Pastors in Exile, or PIE, gets its name from another prophet, the prophet Jeremiah, who encouraged the people of God to make their home in exile, to grow vegetables, to plant gardens, and to raise children and love and live where they are, even in exiled places. PIE recognizes that the church these days maybe finds itself in a little bit of an exile place. It is changing, some fear it's in decline, many social justice issues are common topics of conversation. PIE invites us to make a home in this exile space, to seek to follow God even in uncertainty, difficulty, and through change and transition. The people I work with through PIE are people who dream of the world being different, just like Jesus did in the Sermon on the Mount. Some of them have experienced oppression, some are thinking of faith in new ways, some are concerned with social justice conversations, some are activists, but they all have dreams of what the world and the church might be. The young adults I work with at PIE spend lots of time thinking through ways that the world could be better for future generations. Yesterday, I stood with some of them as they called for an arms embargo in order to liberate the oppressed people of Palestine. This fall, we've been learning together about how to care better for creation, LGBTQ plus individuals, and people experiencing housing insecurity. We've been dreaming together about how to join the work of creating a more equal and beautiful world for these and other social groups. In the tradition of the Old Testament prophets, and in the spirit of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the young adults I work with join in the work of dreaming of a different world and working to make that world possible. This morning, I invite you to join us in making that world possible for our community by supporting PIE with prayer, volunteer, or financial support if you're able. But what I'm most excited for is to give you a peek at what we've done recently at PIE. Last weekend, we had our art and activism retreat. We met together and talked about how the first step towards dreaming of a new world is lamenting together, naming the things that we see that we hope could be changed. We named our laments together just like many present-day and historical prophets. Then we named our hopes. What do we dream to see instead? Finally, we named a desire for justice. Then we combined all three of these, lament, hope, and justice, which invites us into working for a new world. We talked about how our laments, hopes, and justice work together to lead us towards activism, the action of joining in to create the world we want to see, as Jesus did in his ministry. So together we made art to express our hopes, laments, and desires for justice. As part of our time together, we had a hymn writing workshop. During that time, I wrote some new verses to go with the hymn, Lord, Listen to Your Children Praying. I wrote the lyrics. Sometimes I feel the world is dying. Sometimes it feels like nothing is right. Sometimes I want to flip the tables, stand and fight, stand and fight, stand and fight. We can sing that together in a few minutes. This morning, I invite you to join me in the work of dreaming about a different world, of expressing laments and hopes and desire for justice. We are going to move into our experiencing the story time as kind of part of the sermon and part of the hymn of response. So we will name our laments, our hopes, and our dreaming of what the world could be together. In a minute, I will invite you to turn to the people around you or work on your own. Zach is going to hand out paper and pencils. And write new words to the tune of Lord, Listen to Your Children Praying. We'll give you 7 to 10 minutes or so. And then we will come back together and join in the work of the prophets of dreaming of a new world through singing these laments and hopes. We will come back, we'll sing a verse that one of you has written together, and then we'll sing together the chorus, the original. This act of creating together is an act of prophecy, and it is our way of joining in the work of Jesus in the spirit of his Sermon on the Mount. So Zach will hand out paper, we can get together and write new hymns. Don't overthink it. Just what are your hopes or laments or dreams or desires for the church or the world? And we'll come back together in a few minutes.
Okay. So what I think maybe we'll do, does this make sense? Should I try to sing out the submission and then we join together with the words? Does that work? Okay, we're gonna give this a whirl, okay?
Lord, too many people hungry, too many sleeping on the street. Lord, too many people hating. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children. Lord, listen to my pleading. Lord, help me listen to you. Lord, help me listen to and care for others. Send me love, send me grace and power to serve you.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen.
What's with all the waste of warfare? Lies that the powerful sport. Money that could feed the mouths of children. Precious lives help us find a better way.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us
Lord, wishing the world could find peace, world leaders their fighting wars would cease. Lord, filling hearts and souls of each person with a love that enfolds everyone.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
Lord, we see our differences growing. Lord, how can anything ever change? Lord, help us follow your love's example. Give us vision and courage to rearrange. Lord, remember those in pain. Call us to reach onto them with love. No judgment, fear, or hatred. Building bridges, throw down walls, bringing joy. Lord, let everyone have a shelter. So many things I see just aren't fair. Lord, help me stand up to bullies. Let me show my friends that I care. Lord, I'm feeling rather empty. Lord, there is no one here with me. God, to be showered in your mercy, to help us be the people we need to be.
Lord,
Lord, where are all the pollinators? Lord, can we make it without the bees? Lord, what of all the ecosystems? Help us heal, help us heal, help us heal.
Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place.
Mother Earth, we're worried with how much we hurt you. Mother Earth, be kind to us on your face. Mother Earth, we'll try to be better to you. Make change, stop oil, love the earth. Listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place.
Wonderful. We're going to have one more. Micah, don't worry, I didn't forget yours. It's just a little bit of a different genre, so now we'll sing this one together as well. We'll respond to yours as well. Here's how it goes.
Lord, listen to your children switching from hymn to Zoom in this place. Lord, listen to your children switching. Send us Wi-Fi, power, electricity, send us hard drive space. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
Steph will say a few words for closing there.
I'll just first say thanks to Zach for doing the musical heavy lifting. That would have worked with me, but it would have been slightly less good. So in closing, Jesus' message that we have learned over our lives through the Sermon on the Mount, through scripture, through living with one another, is bearing good fruit. Jesus fulfilled the prophets by inviting us to dream. With the prophets, with Jesus' message in the Sermon on the Mount, you are invited to continue to join in the work of turning the world around as you pray, as you work, as you worship, and as you love others. May it be so. Amen.